So I had a couple of half-baked ideas that I was going to record this week, but they kind of kept going on top of each other, and I couldn't decide which one I wanted to sit down and actually flesh out. So I thought maybe I'd just go back to a fantasy that I can't figure out how to make a proper audio of. So this is something I used to talk about with someone I used to talk to, but he was dead serious about doing it, and I was not. But it's one of the ideas that I think about frequently when I just really need to come, and I want to come hard, and I want to come fast. I think we all have fantasies like that, that, like, they're kind of our secret fantasies that we're scared to act on, or don't want to act on, really, even, like, no interest in actually doing it, but letting your mind go to that place and just imagine what it would be like is, it's a surefire way to get my nipples hard and get my pussy wet. They are. So, this guy had a fetish for sharing his women, and we used to talk about how if I was his sub, he would arrange a night at a hotel where I'd have 5, 10 people come in, and I'd be tied up and blindfolded and on the bed with just an assortment of toys, and they'd be told they could do whatever they wanted with me, and I wouldn't know who they were. I don't know how he would do the vetting or the selection of these guys, but it was important to him that he be the one to pick, and I thought that was kind of hot. It's like this, it's a different sort of spin on the, like, possessiveness, ownership thing. It's really an inversion of possessiveness, because it's, they control you. And they have power over you to the point where they can choose to put you up as an offering for friends or for strangers or for really whoever they wanted. Oh. And I just imagined, you know, he'd be there next to the bed watching all of this. Maybe holding me down to get fucked. Tying me up in different positions, depending on what these strange men wanted to do to me. Maybe he'd be keeping tally marks of the cocks that I took and the cum loads that had been shot in me. I used to think about maybe, you know, there'd be the toys so that someone could be fucking my pussy and then slide a plug into my ass while they fucked me, or put clamps on my nipples, or use a flogger or a belt on my ass while they fucked me. And one of the toys, quote-unquote, that I imagined being there was a set of markers and maybe lipstick. And he'd keep score, so to speak. I picture myself lying face down on a hotel bed, again, blindfolded, maybe gagged. Maybe And maybe he'd spend the first hour or so just teasing me and edging me and playing with my clit. Maybe just giving me a couple strokes of his cock, just pushing it in and out just to get me ready to be fucked. Maybe he'd eat my ass. Just lick on my clit and suck it and just get me to that level of desperate and needy that you have to be to go along with something ridiculous like this. And then when the first guest was there and when he was done playing with me, he would just he'd turn me over so that I was face down and ass up and take that Sharpie and write on my ass. Draw an arrow to my pussy and an arrow to my asshole and tell these men right on my body that these were the cum dumps and that they had to leave a load either inside me or on my back, or they had to flip me over and make me swallow it or paint my face with it. Oh, God. And then he'd keep tally and make a strike mark under the label for my ass for everyone who came inside there, and under my pussy for everyone who came inside there. And maybe he'd write things that the men said to me on my body so that I'd wake up the next day and I'd see cum slit on my inner thigh, or I'd see cock whore below its hit, or I'd see ratings of my holes written on my body. Maybe someone who didn't like my cunt would write, "Loose pussy, come and ass only." Or, "This hole won't get you off, but it can get you started." Which I guess is kind of a lot to write in Sharpie on someone, but I just imagine all these degrading things that they would do to me and say to me while I was just laying completely powerless, my limbs held in place or tied down by the man who owned me, who decided that he was gonna give me to these strangers. I wouldn't be able to see. I wouldn't know anything about who was fucking me. I wouldn't know what they looked like. I wouldn't know anything other than the sizes of their cocks and the way. Maybe one of them would be the kind of guy who fucks you really slow and pretends like it's lovemaking when it's really, when it's really just masturbation with a body. And maybe one of them would be brutal and fast and hard and would just fucking pound me. Would pound me until I started. Until I started moaning and begging. And then he'd pull out abruptly and take the cock away, take his hands away, and just fuck, leave me with He's a really fucking brutal adjective, ruined orgasm. And then he wouldn't even wait for me to come off it before he'd shove his cock in a different hole. Flip me over and stick it in my mouth. Hold my nose closed while he fucked my mouth, just like they do in those porn videos. The ones that shouldn't make me come. And I imagine that kind of guy would be the kind who wouldn't come in me. He'd fuck my throat. And then pull his cock out and jerk himself off all over my face. Well, I just held a tongue out and begged for cum, wishing I could watch it, but my owner didn't let me see for this. I can have my orgasms and I can have the feeling of strange cocks inside me, but I can't have my eyes. And so I'd take a load on my face, and then I'd want a break, but there'd just be another cock behind him, and he wouldn't let me clean up, so I'd have to take the next dick with cum still in my face. Or would come in whatever hole the last person had shot into, so that I'm just getting all these loads of cum fucked back into me, fucked into my asshole, fucked into my gun, and pushed into my mouth. Strange fingers cleaning the cum off my face and off my tits and off my stomach and feeding it to me. And I'd lick the fingers clean, wondering if I could taste the difference between the loads that I'd been made to take. Maybe one of them would be nice and sweet and rub my clit while he fucked me. I asked my owner, oh god, can I come for this cock? Can I please come? All this rubs my clit and sucks me deep and hard and puts a finger in my asshole. I need to say no. I have to stop again and try and control myself and just let myself be a vessel for these men and their pleasure. Just take cocks and keep myself wet and keep myself on edge until they were all done. Until I drained all the balls of all the men that he'd arranged to fuck me. And then I'd be lying on the bed, shaking and covered in ink and cum and spit and sweat. And I still had one more dick to service. And he'd tell me how pretty I was, covered in cum. What a good girl I'd been for him. To do all that to make him happy. And to let myself be used like that. Oh, how hard it made his dick. To watch me get fucked. And watch me hold my orgasms. Because they belong to him. And they're not mine. And they weren't mine to give to the strangers. And my cum and my orgasms are just for my owner. And he gets to decide if I can have them or not. And feeling him slide. Ah. Oh, slide into my pussy. After it had been fucked so hard, I was dripping in cum. And raw. And sore and aching from all those different dicks. And I just want to try and make myself as tight for him. Make myself as tight for my owner as I could. So I bear down on his dick. And let him kiss me and taste the cum in my mouth. I feel him fuck all that cum deep into my pussy. Fuck all those loads that he'd made me take. Fuck them in deep. And he'd tell me that this is how he's gonna breed me. He made me take all those loads. He made me take all that cum with no condoms. And that's what I needed, was to be bred by him and by strangers, and to have him fuck all that cum deep inside of me. Please, sir, can I comfort your cock? Can I come? I've been such a good girl for you. I took all, I was such a good little slut. I let them fuck me. I didn't say no. I didn't come for them. I didn't complain. I didn't tell them where I wanted. I just let them do what they wanted because that's what you wanted. Please, please pay me. Please, sir. Please come for me. Please, please let me come with you. Let me come on your cock. Please. Let me come. I need to come. You've banished me and teased me for so long. I need. Oh God. Oh fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, and that's the kind of orgasm that you have after being denied. Fuck. Oh my God. Oh, it just keeps fucking hurt. Oh, I need a minute. That's one of those orgasms where you feel all tingly. Ah, that's the good kind. I don't even know what would happen after that in this fantasy because... because I come too quickly and I wouldn't actually be able to do any of that, but oh my God, it's fun to think about. I don't have an ending for this. I don't have an ending at all, so that's it. I'll just hit pause and yeah. Good night, everyone.